Geography Class 4. Hello children. Today we are going to study from the book My Big Book of Social Studies, Chapter 5. And the name of the chapter is Motions of the Earth. Motion means movement. Let us look at a few examples here. A moving car or a child who's running are examples of motion. So today, children, we are going to study about the motion or movements of the earth. In the past, people believed that the earth was still or motionless and the heavenly bodies moved around it. In the 16th century, an astronomer named Nicholas Copernicus was the first who said that the earth spins on its own axis and it also moves around the sun. So, the earth has two kinds of movements, rotation and revolution. The movement of the earth on its own axis is called rotation. An axis is an imaginary line which passes through the center of the earth. The earth takes about 24 hours or one day to complete one rotation. The rotation of the earth causes day and night. Due to its round shape, only half the earth can face the sun. The half of the earth that faces the sun has day, and the other half of the earth is in darkness or has night. The earth rotates and all places experience day and night, but at different times. While rotating on its axis, the earth also moves around the sun. The earth revolves around a fixed path called orbit. The earth takes 365 and one-fourth days to complete one revolution. That is the reason we have an extra day in February every 4 years, which is called a leap year. The revolution of the earth causes seasons. There are four seasons, namely spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Now, to understand seasons better, let us look at figure 5.3 on page 38. Let us look at position number 2, which is 21st June. You will notice that the North Pole is closer to the sun. So, the Northern Hemisphere has summer and the Southern Hemisphere has winter as it is away from the sun. Now, let's look at position number 4, 22nd December. The South Pole is tilted towards the sun. So, the Southern Hemisphere has summer and the Northern Hemisphere has winter. Now children, let's look at position number 1, which is 21st March, and position number 3, which is 23rd September. When the earth is in these position, the sun's rays fall directly on the equator. As a result, the length of days and nights are the same throughout the world. And the Northern Hemisphere has spring in position 1 and autumn in position 3. And the Southern Hemisphere has autumn in position 1 and spring in position 3. With this, children, we come to the end of the chapter, Motions of the Earth. Thank you.